Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This program was previously broadcast live on Love Sport Radio, so some items may be out of date. Phone-in elements of these shows are not available, but if you'd like to comment or give us feedback on our shows, you can tweet us at Love Sport Radio. For more podcasts or to listen live, visit lovesportradio.com. Alternatively, you can find this and other podcasts on iTunes or Spotify using the keyword Love Sport.
This is the Luton Town Fan Show between 10:30 and 11 p.m. Coming up over the next half an hour, we'll be reacting to the weekend's defeat at home against Cardiff. Things not looking great, so we'll be asking, can Luton get themselves out of the hole that they are in? We'll also be looking ahead to some of the upcoming fixtures. They're at home against Sheffield Wednesday on Wednesday night. How big a game is that, with games away at Middlesbrough, Charlton, and at home against Brentford to come over the next few weeks? Luton fans out there, if you want to share your view, call us on 0208 7020 558. We're on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Love Sport Radio. We're also on WhatsApp. So make sure you get in contact with us here on the Luton Fan Show over the next half an hour. I'm joined by Matt Story and James Cunliffe. Many thanks to both of you for joining me for the next half an hour. I'll start with you, Matt. Looking back at the weekend's game, a 1-0 defeat at home against Cardiff. Are those the types of games that at home Luton really need to be looking at and thinking we need to be getting points from that? What was your reaction to that one?
Yeah, absolutely. We simply had to pick up points against a team like Cardiff, whose away record wasn't great, who conceded goals away. And if we are going to get out of this mess, we had to pick up points. But unfortunately, it was same old story, really. We played up pretty well first half, I think. Missed big chances. Again, as has happened over the last 3 or 4 months, we're in the ascendancy. Harry Cornick should have scored. Ryan Tunnicliffe should have shot instead of passed it. Pelly Ruddock almost scored. None of those hit the back of the net. Unsurprisingly, Neil Harris must have given Cardiff a good talking to at half time. They came out in the second half. They looked a much better side. They had the better of the play. And someone in Lee Tomlin, who Luton fans have seen right from the conference when he was at Rushden and the Diamonds to now, has the quality to, when given space on the edge of the box, punish you, which he did, and that goal went in and you could hear a penny drop at Kenilworth Road apart from the Cardiff fans. It knocked the stuffing out of Luton. I don't feel like we ever looked like getting back in the game, and unfortunately with 15 games to go, 9 points from safety, it's relegation, I think.
Looking at some of the comments, James, that Graham Jones made after the game, this is what he said. We outpossessed them, we created more chances than them, and the boys gave absolutely everything they've got. The game boils down to two moments where Tomlin, he doesn't hope to score, he makes sure he can score. We had a really good opportunity, an incredible 1v1, and you have to take them if you're going to win the game, and we didn't. Would you say, James, that's a fair assessment on the game?
Absolutely. Luton were the better team in the first half, and you know, like Matt says there, if you're going to pass up 3 golden opportunities to score, really the game could have been out of sight at half time. But if you pass up, then as we've seen countless times over this the course of this season, then the other teams only need one chance, it seems, and they'll take them. So I had no illusions once Tomlin hit the back of the net that Luton would get back into it, because, it just changed the game completely. And unfortunately, it was one of the games I think it was must not lose. A point would have been decent, and the victory would have been great for this little run they've got coming up of fixtures, three games, but it's looking bleak now, I think.
Do you think, Matt, that this type of a game where you look at Graham Jones's comments there about it came down to two big moments, Cardiff took theirs, Luton didn't. Do you think that this type of a 90 minutes sums up the difference between League One and the Championship? Because this type of a game, Luton would have either taken a point or all 3 points from, but at this level, at the Championship, if you don't take your chance, you can easily get punished down the other end. And a game where you might get 1 or 3 points in League One, you get absolutely nothing for in the Championship.
No, absolutely. It does show a difference because, as I said previously, I really don't think Cardiff are any great shakes. They're a physical side. They've got a bit of presence about them. But you look at their record on the road, and I was having a look 20 minutes ago, they conceded 31 goals, 15 away games prior to Saturday. So they give up chances, which other teams take, but we don't have the quality to. And Harry Cornick, I'm a big Harry Cornick fan, and he's improved this season. I think he's one of the few players, if not the only, that Graham Jones can say, I have improved. Unfortunately, Harry Cornick still lacks a deadly streak, and the amount of chances he's missed since the start of December that have, I don't know if they'd have cost us points, but would have put in such good positions in games that he's missed, it is really hurting us. And last year we were fine in the back of the net. Defensively, we're just not as good. The centre-backs haven't performed as well, and even though Cameron Carter-Vickers had a good, I think he had a good debut, I think he looked assured and he looked like he will improve that back line. We've seen time and time again that 1 minute of switching off will cost us. So it is the difference in quality. And no matter how many times it has happened this season, we haven't adapted to it. And unfortunately, a lot of players have got us promoted, and a lot of players that Luton fans like and will always hold in high esteem have just proven themselves perhaps not good enough for this level. There's not much more you can say about them, really. It is the same old story.
When we look at kind of the situation of a side, we look at whether it be doing well or badly, you try to identify the reasons why they are in the position they're in. James, when you look at Luton, there is one statistic that just jumps out from the page. Now, some statistics can lie, and sometimes they can tell a different story to what the actual reality is. But when you look at Luton's position, and you go through all the statistics, you look at games played, points, games won, drawn, lost, but the biggest statistic of them all is 66 goals conceded. By far, the most number of goals conceded, 9 more than any other side. After 31 games, that's more than 2 a game. Is it safe to say that it is pretty simple? The reason why Luton are in the situation they're in is because they just concede far too many goals.
Oh, 100%. I can't remember the last time they kept it to just one goal conceded, let alone keep clean sheet. They only kept one, in fact, in the league. It's totally that. I mean, I've got a degree of sympathy because they've lost their two fullbacks in the summer, and arguably they were the two best players last season in a side that was quite a stellar side in League One. But you know, they've lost a lot of attacking qualities from those as well. But they were very, very good defenders first and foremost, and the defence has come up short time and again, and. If they're going to perform any sort of miracle, then it's going to have to start at the back. But the evidence doesn't show that that's going to happen anytime soon. I did think that with the return of Glenn Ray, that might help. And it has to a certain extent because, as I say, Cardiff didn't really have that many chances. That's probably the best one, the one they scored from. So there might be a little bit of hope there. But, you know, if you're going to not pick up points against a team like Cardiff, it was one of those games where I think that they would have been targeting them, then, you know, the writing seems to be on the wall.
It's interesting, James, you mentioned there about two players that Luton lost to the Premier League. They lost Jack Stacey to Bournemouth. They lost James Justin to Leicester. They're two fullbacks. For you, Matt, if they had kept hold of them and they had still played for Luton this season, how big a difference would they have made to Luton defensively? James was mentioning there about mainly losing the attacking threat, the ability for them to create an outlet on both sides. But defensively in the Championship, would the inclusion or the availability of those two this season, how big a difference would that have made to losing defensively this season?
absolutely massive. Luton's probably biggest problem defensively has been whoever's played at fullback, and I would say the majority of the time that's been James Beer at right back and Dan Potts at left back. They cannot stop crosses coming into the box. Time and time and again, they've been beaten. Crosses are coming to the box, and we've conceded goals. That didn't happen as much last year with Stacey and Justin, who are just fundamentally better players than Bree and Potts. James Bree signed on loan from Villa, 21-year-old. They signed him for a big fee from Barnsley. I wouldn't say he came with a big reputation, but he certainly came as a player who a lot of people had high opinions of, and many Luton fans are struggling to see why. I'm not disputing his effort. I'm not disputing he wants to do well, but he's afraid to take a man on going forward. And he puts in a good performance every now and then, but time and time and again, he gives the ball away and it leads to a goal, or he fails to stop a crossing and it leads to a goal. And on the other side, Dan Potts, as I said, a player Luton fans like and has been a really good servant for us. This has been a step too far. To me, he looks a little bit scared to put a tackle in with the injuries he's had, which cost him his place in the side last year. James Justin didn't get in the side the first couple of months of last season. And neither fullback has been good enough. And as I said, the amount of crosses that come into the box from them, teams score from a lot of them. So it would have made a big difference. But by the same token, it's not like Luton expected to keep hold of them. I don't think. It's not like they were sold on deadline day and we couldn't plan for them. They were always going to depart, and this I think at least one of them was, and this season was always likely to be without either of them because they are that good and they are young, and Justin was always going to go for a big fee, and Stacey with 1 year left on his contract I think was never going to stay. So you can sit here and say they'd have made a big difference, but I don't think many Luton fans thought we'd see both of them lining up in the Championship, and a lot of Luton fans wouldn't have been surprised when neither of them were.
Do you think, James, that Graham Jones could have done anything different tactically with the players that he had at his disposal to try and limit the number of goals they've been conceding? Or is it just a case of personnel-wise, they're just not capable of performing at a high level in the Championship, and that they'd have needed a number of new defenders to change the situation they find themselves in?
Yeah, it's a very tall order to try and replace Jack Stacey and James Justin. I mean, James Justin came through the ranks and they nurtured him from a very young age. And you could see when he first got in the side, he had a quality, but he developed so rapidly when he was in that team that, like Max said, he was always going to go somewhere. I think he probably could have gone the season before, but I think he wanted to give Luton another year because they're his hometown team. And Stacey, certainly, he was one foot out the door in the previous summer. But they managed to keep hold of him for another year. And they were wonderful. They were really wonderful in that season. You're asking a lot from a team that already doesn't have the finances to compete in the Championship to replace two full-backs that are now Premier League quality. And also, the two that Matt has mentioned, Dan Potts and James Bree, it seems quite a lot of the time that opposition teams have worked out that that's their best route, whether that's tactically before the game or they've just worked it out during the game, and they've ruthlessly targeted those. And also Luke Bolton as well, who had been in the team for a while, he's not been for quite some time because they were always getting targeted by wingers, and the wingers were having a field day. So it's a tough one to see where they could have stopped that. Maybe being a bit more defensively minded as a whole team and maybe trying to be a bit uglier, perhaps, was one route. But I think Jones was brought in as maybe the next manager after him, and the next manager after him that he brought in under the current board who wanted Luton to have this fluid style of play that they've developed over the last few years. I think that's probably what Luton fans want to see, but sometimes in the Championship, as we found out, you have to be a bit pragmatic, and maybe that's probably where it could go. But how you do it now after so many defeats and, like you say, 60-odd goals conceded, it's a tough ask.
We'll be getting more from James and Matt in the next section. We'll be looking ahead to Luton's next game at home against Sheffield Wednesday on Wednesday night and be asking, can Luton save themselves?
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We've all got one, and we're not afraid to put it on display. Our opinions, that is. Share yours now at Love Sport Radio on Twitter or call us 0208 70 20 558. Love Sport Radio, your fan station.
Welcome back to the Luton Fan Show for another quarter of an hour. Remember, if you want to get in touch, you can call us on 0208 70 20 558 or WhatsApp us on that very same number. I'm joined by Matt Storey and by James Cunliffe. We've been looking at the last game against Cardiff, the defeat at 1-0 at home. We've been talking about the goals going in at the wrong end for Luton. Before we look ahead to the next game against Sheffield Wednesday on Wednesday night, I've kind of been getting it from both of you. There's a sense of inevitability that Luton are probably facing the drop. If you look at the table at the moment, they are bottom, 24 points, 1 point behind Barnsley, 5 behind Wigan, but perhaps more crucially, 9 from safety. Matt, I think you've kind of intimated it already. Do you think that Luton's fate is already sealed with 15 games to go?
Yes. I mean, there's a party that still thinks, poor, we could beat Sheffield Wednesday, and then Middlesbrough and Charlton aren't the best, and you never know what could happen. But realistically, what, we're 31 games into the season? We had 10 points after 10 games, which means we've picked up 14 in the last 21. And I think to stay up realistically, you're going to need 41, 42 points. And I don't see any way we'll get more than a point a game to the end of the season. So, unfortunately, yeah. To kick off 2019, I think we had our three home games were Birmingham, Derby and Cardiff. And you just look at them and think they're all winnable. And we've ended up with 3 points from a possible 9. We had 2 shots on target Saturday, 2 shots against Birmingham. What have we lost now? I've lost count of how many away games I've been to that we've lost in a row. Is it 13? There is a sense of inevitability that we're going down. And there is a real danger, well, it might have already happened in some people, but certainly for me, that we got promoted and it was brilliant. And I was so looking forward to the Championship. And with still a third of the season to go, even my enthusiasm for Wednesday night is just, it's gone. Even if we win on Wednesday night and the results go away, we'll still be 6 points from safety. And that's a hell of a gap. I do think that the final nail's not in the coffin yet, but it's going to take a serious revival for us to stay up. And unfortunately, nothing I've seen from Luton players, and certainly nothing I've seen from Graham Jones tactically or motivationally, makes me think that Luton will be a Championship side next year.
Obviously, at the start of the season, James, you would have hoped that Luton would have stayed up. But considering we've mentioned losing both fullbacks before the season started, considering how difficult it can be to come up into the Championship and stay up, realistically, at the start of the season, what was the general feeling amongst Luton fans? Was it, we genuinely believe we can stay up, we're fully capable of doing it, or was there a hint of realism that actually this was going to be a tough season and that obviously you'd love to stay up, but it kind of in all likelihood they were probably going to go back down to League One?
Depends who you listen to, really. I mean, there would have been a section of fans that remember the last time Luton won League One and got into the Championship in 2005 and finished 10th, thinking, yeah, Luton could do that. I think what those people don't really look at is the way that the landscape has changed in the Championship then, and also Luton kept that title winning side together largely. So they had that, whereas Luton haven't been able to do it this season. I think most people probably, and even the board was sort of saying it, that a good season would have been one place above relegation. So, you know, mathematically it's still on, but I think everybody is a realist here. And after, you know, just 7 wins, you're asking a lot of the team to try and gather those wins, particularly when Graham Jones at the turn of the calendar year said he thought that they'd need a minimum of 21 points. Well, since then they've got 3. So they're going to have to try and get 18 points from the remaining, 15 games? Yeah. I think you have to rule out the away games there because they've been on an 11, 12 game straight losing run. So it's all about the home games, which is another reason why Cardiff was so disappointing. So they've realistically got to try and win all their home games now. And that's where the realism comes in. And you think, you know, the optimist in the back of your mind thinks, I hope that something could happen. But so often the overpowering voice is just the one of realism.
I think most Luton fans would have, I wouldn't have been upset with a relegation fight. If Luton had gone down on the last day of the season, second last day of the season, it would have been a sense of 4. At least we gave it a good go. Whereas there's a real danger that it's not going to be a relegation fight and we are going to get cut adrift and it is going to be a embarrassing kind of table when you look at it, and you're 10, 15 points off safety at the end of the season with 30 points. And I remember having a conversation with people I know, one pessimistic one about a month and a half ago, saying we're not even going to get to 30 points, and me rubbishing them. And now you look at them and think, you might not be wrong. And that's the sad part of it, is that optimism and that feel-good factor has not completely disappeared, because it's not like the team are getting a boot off every week and there's abuse flying around, but it's certainly faded a lot.
Looking ahead then to Wednesday night, it is Sheffield Wednesday. You said, Matt, that you get into that point of the season because the fate looks almost sealed for Luton, that you're not necessarily looking forward to it. Is there anything you cling to, anything that you think, actually, that might convince me that you can win, or are you resigned to another defeat?
Oh, no, I think Wednesday night's definitely a winnable game. You're going to come all optimistic now. No, I've seen a bit of Wednesday in the last couple of months, and they're nothing special. I saw a tweet from one of their fans saying how, if they don't get a result at Luton, then the pressure will really be on Monk. So I think Luton can get a result against Sheffield Wednesday. I think we've won 3 of our last 7 at home or something, which compared to the rest of the records you throw at us in terms of defeats is quite a positive one. So I think Luton can get a result against Sheffield Wednesday. It wouldn't even surprise me if we did get a result against Sheffield Wednesday. Just because, as I said, they're in a pretty rough run of form. I can't think of too many times in the season where Luton have gone 2 home games in a row where they haven't got something. The only time I can think of that is we lost to Forest and Leeds back to back. But most other times when we've had a setback at home, we've bounced back. So that's something I'll cling to. And it would be wrong if I walked into Kenilworth Road for a league game and didn't think we could get something. So yeah, we can get 3 points, but as I said 5 minutes ago, we'd still be minimum 6 points off safety, which just, yeah, I mean, put kind of just shows you how big a task it is if we want to stay up.
So in terms of predictions, I'll start with you, James. What are you predicting? Sheffield Wednesday at home on Wednesday night?
You know what? I've been sitting in the game for the last couple of months just desperate for the most boring, nothing happened, 0-0 draw. And I would love that. I'd go for a nice little point would be great. I think it's another one of these that they cannot afford to lose this game. Just hearing what we're both saying about the sense of it all at the moment after Cardiff, that if they go and lose to Sheffield Wednesday, then I think that any last embers of optimism will go. But I'll take a draw and let's say 0-0 and let's hope I'm right.
And for you, Matt, how do you think it will pan out?
Yeah, I'm going to go 1-1 purely because I just don't see a world in which Luton keep a clean sheet at the minute. So I'm going to go 1-0. But also, add to that, if Sheffield Wednesday do leave Kenilworth Road with 3 points on Wednesday, the reaction to Graham Jones is going to be incredibly negative. The crowd already pretty much turned on him. And I'll be really interested to see what happens over the next couple of weeks, because it's getting to the point where I don't see Graham Jones turning the opinion round of the majority of the Luton fan base. And certainly the people I speak to, whilst accepting that Jones is likely to be here until the end of the season, barring any drastic 10-game losing run, a lot of people are not convinced he'd be the right man to lead us in League One next year as it is. And I think another defeat at home would just add fuel to that fire.
Many thanks to Matt Story and to James Cumnor for joining me for the last half an hour here on the Luton Fan Show. It looks pretty bleak for Luton at the moment. They're bottom of the table, 9 points from safety. So it does look like it is going to be relegation for Luton this season. They host Sheffield Wednesday on, you guessed it, Wednesday night. And I don't know whether that one game is going to save Luton this season, but they do look like they are going to be in a little bit of trouble. That's it for the Luton Fan Show this evening. Obviously, it will be back at the same time next Monday at 10:30 until 11 o'clock. So, Luton fans, make sure you stay tuned for that this time next week.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from Love Sport Radio. For more, go to lovesportradio.com for all the latest podcasts, news and views. Or for more, follow us at Love Sport Radio on Twitter.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.